B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Beitza Daf Hey. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Dalad Omud Beis. We saw in the previous Gemara on Daf Dalad that Rav has three halachas. Three times he discusses the influence that one day has on another day. The first one we saw on Daf Dalad Omud Aleph, and that is when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov next to each other, do we view them as one long continuity and a single Kedusha? In which case a Beitza she'noil da bezeh is asura bezeh. Or do we say no, each day is independent and the issa was only on the day that it was laid and not the next day, and therefore noil da bezeh muteres bezeh. Rabbi Yechanon is mekel, Rav was machmir, and Rav paskind like Rav. On Daf Dalad Omud Beis we saw a second halacha, and that is when you have 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, are they considered a single long day, or do we view them as one day? In which case, Beitza she'noil da bezeh, asura bezeh, or not. Over there, Rav was mekel. He says, noil da bezeh, muteres bezeh, and Rav paskind like Rav. And now we're going to learn the third halacha of Rav. Itmar shnei yomim toivim sh'Rosh Hashanah. We know that Rosh Hashanah, there, almost everywhere, we'll discuss the details in a couple of moments, but Rosh Hashanah was very different to the other yomim toivim. The other yomim toivim, how did it work? In the Beis Din, in Yerushalayim, the Beis Din, they would be Mekadish, the Chodesh, they would determine what day was Aleph of the Chodesh, what day was the first day, and then one would know when the 15th is, when Pesach is, when Sukkot is, when any Yom Tov is. Now, on Rosh Hashanah it was a problem, because if there was, the day of Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishri. So if the Edim would come, the witnesses would come and say, we saw the new moon, and therefore what would have been the 30th day of Elul is now really the first day of Tishri, here and now it's Rosh Hashanah. Which means that any given year, even before they knew whether Rosh Hashanah would be on the 30th day of Elul, or on the 31st day, so to speak, that means after 29 days of Elul, or after 30 days of Elul, the night of the 30th, they always had to practice Rosh Hashanah, as in case the next day witnesses would come and determine that that day was Rosh Hashanah, that day was Rosh Hashanah. If witnesses didn't come that day, then by default, the next day is Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Chodesh must be either on day 30 or on day 31. So any given year, so if Edim came midday on, let's call it the 30th of Elul, midday the Edim came, then it became clear that that day was Rosh Hashanah. They would then practice Rosh Hashanah until the end of the day, and that's it. The next day is just base Tishri, it's not Yom Tov at all. If Edim, were we to know that Edim were not going to come on the 30th, then we would know that the 30th is just the 30th of Elul, it's not Rosh Hashanah. The next day is Rosh Hashanah. But because it was here and now, there was no time for agents to go around and tell people from far and near, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah today. And therefore, in almost everywhere, even in Eretz Yisrael, even close to the Beis Din, they didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. And therefore, even today it's like that as well. Even here in Eretz Yisrael, there is 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Mara is going to discuss these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Are they considered as one long day? And so to speak, it's a first of Tishri of 48 hours, so to speak. Of course, it's really 2 days. A day is only 24 hours, but it's considered a single long day. And then coming back to Beitza she'noil da b'yom tov, it will be noilad bezeh, asura bezeh. Or do we say no? Each day is independent, and whichever way you hold it, only one of the days is really the real Rosh Hashanah, you just don't know which one. It's a sophic, but not both. And therefore, noel de bezeh, muteres bezeh. That's going to be the discussion now. Itmar shnei yomim tovim sh'Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmuel de Omer Tarvayu, they both says noel de bezeh, asura bezeh. It's considered as if it's a one long day. Ditnan. Proof to that is from the Mishnah. At first, then they would receive the witnesses that would determine that that day is Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. They would receive these Edim any time of the day, even if they come an hour before the end of the day, in which case only right at the end of the day it will become clear that that day was Rosh Hashanah. They were practicing just in case. They were practicing Rosh Hashanah from the previous night, but it would only become determined that it actually is Rosh Hashanah that day. then they would receive the Edim all day, and that was that. Pamachas, at one point, Nishtau Edim Lovoy, at one point, indeed, the witnesses would come and say, we saw the new moon last night. For some reason, it took them all day to get there, all night and all day. They only got there to give their testimony very shortly before the end of the day. Now, the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash, when they were shechting the Korban Tomid, all the while that the Edim were not there, they would assume since it hasn't yet been the Skadish HaChodesh, it's still considered a weekday, and therefore the song that they would sing with the Korban Tomid would be the song of the weekday. And indeed, the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar that was brought every morning early in the morning, there, since most years the Edim wouldn't come at that early, they would only come later on in the day, the Shir of the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar of the 30th of Elul was always the Shir, the song of the weekday. However, when it comes to the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arba'im, over there, many years, the Edim would have come early on, they would have said it's Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Rosh Hashanah, and the Shir, the song they would sing for the Korban Tomid of the afternoon would be the Rosh Hashanah Shir, not the weekday Shir. So this year, what happened was the Edim came very late, after the Kohanim had already brought the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arba'im, v'niskalkalu hanaviim b'shir. And then things went wrong. They ended up saying the Shir of the weekday because the Edim hadn't come yet. And really, the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arba'im, in the event that it is Rosh Hashanah, has to be a Rosh Hashanah Shir, not a weekday Shir. And therefore, iskinu, they made it takona shelo yiu mekablim es Edim elo adam mincha. Only till the time when one would bring the Korban Tomid of the afternoon Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arba'im, only till then they would receive the Edim for the Chodesh. If they would not come, if the Edim would not come before the time of Mincha, then that's it. Even if the Edim come, we're not listening to your Edus. We know it might well be that it is Rosh Hashanah today. We're not going to hear it. We're not going to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. And tomorrow is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. Ve'im bo Edim na Mincha l'maylo, then noyagim oyseyayim kodesh ulemochor kodesh. This is a tremendous chiddush, it says in the Mishnah, that even though it's come to Mincha time, and it's clear to everybody, from this point on, we are not receiving any more the Edim. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, the end of today, the last hours of this 30th of Elul, we're going to continue practicing as if it's Rosh Hashanah. They wouldn't say the Shir of Rosh Hashanah, but all the halachas of Yom Tov, they would continue practicing. And the big question, why should that be the truth? So what do we see from here? We see from here that when the Chachomim said that on Rosh Hashanah, because you don't know exactly when the Edim are going to come, practice Rosh Hashanah for 2 days, they didn't say, well, it's a Sofik this day, Sofik that day, just do what you have to do in the case of Sofik. Because if so, the last couple of hours of that first day is definitely not Rosh Hashanah. If the Edim didn't come, then why can't we just do melachos? Why can't we just act as if it's a regular weekday? So it must be that when the Chachomim said that you should practice 2 days, they meant that we are making a takona, that it should be a long 48-hour day of Rosh Hashanah. And it doesn't matter if the Edim come or not. Practice Rosh Hashanah for 48 hours, not one of 2 days and maybe both if you have a doubt. No. We're telling you both days are, so to speak, a single day of Rosh Hashanah. So, and that is what Rav Shmuel said, that since we see that even once it becomes clear that the Edim are not coming on that first day, we still have to practice Yom Tov. It must be, it's not just because you had a Safik, and therefore, Noel do Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. However, it's important to mention that this takona of see 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as a single day, that's not true in an absolute way. That means in the event that the Edim came earlier on that first day, on the 30th of Elul, then we would say, no, only this first day is Rosh Hashanah, the next day is not Rosh Hashanah. But only places that were too far away that they wouldn't hear when it's Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they had to practice 2 days, or even in the Beis Din, in the event that the Edim didn't come in a Mincha L'mayla, in those cases, the Chachomim said, it's a one long 2 day of Rosh Hashanah, and Noel de Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabba. Rabba said, Mitakona Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'eilech beitza muteris. Rabba said something very interesting. He says, all this was true, that initially they would receive the Eidus all day. Something went wrong, that the Eidim came too late, and then they said the Shira of the Choyl instead of the Yom Tov, and therefore they said, Mincho Lemaila, we're not receiving the Eidim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what did he do? He was there after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they no longer brought the Korban Tomid, they no longer had a Shir of Korban Tomid, they no longer had what could go wrong by receiving the Eidim, even after the Mincha time. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they were still being Mekadosh the Chodesh with Re'iyah, with Eidim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that we can receive the Eidim right to the end of the day. So what does Rabbi say? Since we can now receive the Eidim right to the end of the day, then we no longer have to say that even though we know on a 100% level that it's not Rosh Hashanah, really, that means as far as the sfeikas, the doubts are concerned, it's not Rosh Hashanah, because we know we're not receiving Eidim, nonetheless practice Rosh Hashanah because it's one long Kedusha. No, all that is not necessary anymore. It could be that from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and on, the only time you have to practice Rosh Hashanah is when you have a doubt that maybe it is Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it's always going to be either one day or the next day. Therefore, says Rabba, that Noel de Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. So even though it could be that they had to be Machmir on the first day because they didn't know if Eidim would later come, that's okay, but it's only Misafik. And he didn't come, if the Eidim didn't come the first day, the next day is Rosh Hashanah. You have to practice Rosh Hashanah then. But since there's no point in time where the Safik has been verified, and nonetheless you have to keep the Rosh Hashanah, and that would tell us that there's a gzera of Chod Kedusha, of a single Kedusha, a Yom Aricha, a long day of 48 hours, you don't have that proof anymore, and therefore it's considered as two separate days, Noel de Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. That's what Rabbi says, Ditnan. We learned in the Mishnah, Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiyu Mekablim Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. Since there's no longer an issue with the Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arba'im, we're going back to the original practice of receiving Eidim any point till the end of the day. Omar Le Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabba, V'horav Shmuel D'omer Tarvayu Beitza Asura. Did Rav and Shmuel not say that the Noel Do Bezeh Asura Bezeh? And Rav and Shmuel, they were after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So they also knew that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we assume they knew that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that you can now receive the Eidim later. So why are they saying Neil de Bezeh Asura Bezeh? Omarle, so Rabbi answered back to Abaya, Amina lecha ano, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He says, I don't understand. I'm telling you, says Rabbi, I told you that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he changed that. The only reason that they said Neil de Bezeh Asura Bezeh is because we have proof that it's one long day. What was the proof? From the fact that the last couple of hours, Min HaMincha LeMaila of the first day, was definitely not Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, Ne'agin Ois HaYom Kodesh, the whole day is Kodesh. It must be the Chachomim made a Gzeira, a two-day Rosh Hashanah, irrespective of the Sofik. And since we don't have that anymore, after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we revert back to the fact that you only practice Rosh Hashanah Misafik. So, Noel de Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. Vat omrasli Rav and Shmuel, and you're asking me a question, you Abaye, you're asking me, but Rav and Shmuel? Rabbi, I quoted to you Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Says the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel koshem asnisin. Okay, how is Rav and Shmuel going to understand that Mishnah? According to Rav and Shmuel, where Rav and Shmuel said that Noel de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, why should that be true? Did we not say in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai reinstated that you can receive the Eidim even after Min HaMincha LeMaila? Answers the Gemara, Lo Kashya Ha'olon Ha'oluhu. It depends who you're talking about. For the people in Eretz Yisrael, for them, they only keep one day. If the Eidim would come on the first day, then there would be just the first day. And therefore, the people in Eretz Yisrael, if and when you have to keep 2 days, it's considered only misafik, and therefore noel de bezeh, muteres bezeh. However, in Chutz La'aretz, ever since the day go, right from the beginning, there was, and there was never a stop in that, they always had to keep 2 days because it was too far away. The Edom couldn't get to them. So since they were always keeping 2 days from that point in time where the Chachomim initially said, always keep 2 days as if it's one long day, from the time before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so in Chutz La'aretz, that didn't change. They continued keeping 2 days all along because it was Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, for them, it remained as the original takana of a long day of 48 hours, and therefore Noel de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where the only time that we had this Gezerah, that even though there's no Sofik, you have to be Machmir, was only after the Gezerah, when after there was an issue with the Edim coming late, that they said, don't receive the Edim, but nonetheless practice Yom Tov. Then the Chachomim said, practice Yom Tov because we're instating a two-day Yom Tov, so to speak, a long day of 48 hours. However, after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we're back to where we were Lekatchila, that Rosh Hashanah could be one day, could be, we don't know which day, so sometimes Misofik we have to be Machmir, but in that case, Noel do Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. So that was Rabbah. Rabbah said that Mitakonos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'eilech beitza muteres. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef says, Af mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'eilech, even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that we can receive Edim even after Mincha, Beitza Asura. Nonetheless, even though we don't anymore have the reason to believe that it's one long day, we don't change from what was before that. And since before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we see the 2 days as being one long day, therefore even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it stayed that way, and if it's one long day, Noel de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. My Tama, why would that be true? Because have a Dovah Sheba Minyan. Because who said that initially, even though it's Min HaMincha LeMailo, and we know 100% we're not going to make this Rosh Hashanah, nonetheless keep the Kedusha. As we saw before, Min HaMincha LeMailo, Ne'egin Oysi HaYoyim Kodesh. And that was the proof that it was one long day, not only because of Sofik, it's just a long 48-hour day called Rosh Hashanah. That was the Chachomim, they voted on that, they all got together, it was called a Dovah Sheba Minyan, it's something that was established with a group of Chachomim that voted that in, they counted each other, and they made this Takona. And the rule is, anything that was made, any Takona that was made that way, can only be undone if you have a minion, if you have, again, a Beis Din that come and sit and they unanimously agree to undo the original takona. And that seems that that didn't happen here. Dvachol dovah sheba minion, anything that was instated with a minion, tzorich minion acher latira, you need a Beis Din to sit down, to come together and to undo it. And that didn't happen. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that you can receive the Edim, all the while a Beis Din don't sit and officially undo that takona of a 48-hour day Rosh Hashanah, then we continue with that. And therefore, Noel de Bezu, Asura Bezu. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Menoa minelech lo. Where do I know this from, that anything that was instated in a certain event and situation can only be undone in a similar circumstance, dichsiv. And now Rav Yosef is going to bring us a string of psukim and sources, and the Gemara is then going to have to explain where you're coming from, like why do we need so many psukim, what's going on. But let's first read what he said. He brings one posuk that says, Leich emor lohem, Hashem told Moshe, go and tell Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah, Shuvu lohem lo aleichem, you can go back to your tents, you can go back to your homes. Because initially they had to separate from their wives, and here Hashem was giving them permission to go back to be with their wives. Ve'oimer, another pasuk, and another pasuk that says b'mashoich hayevil heimo yalu bahor, which means that when you hear the sound of the shofar sounding after Matan Torah, at that point you can go back out, you can go up on the mountain. Till then, not. V'tanya, and we learned in another Mishnah, Kerem Revai, we know that that the fourth year in a vineyard is called Kerem Revai, and the halacha is you have to take the fruits of the vineyard and you have to eat them in Yerushalayim B'Kdusha, like Maisa Sheni. So, Hoya Oilel Yerushalayim, Mahalech Yoim Echod L'Kol Tzad. a day's trip around Yerushalayim, anyone that was within that diameter of a day's walk or traveling to Yerushalayim, was not allowed to sell. Because normally, in Maisa Sheni, if it's too far from Yerushalayim to take the fruits to Yerushalayim, you could actually redeem them. You could sell them and take the money to Yerushalayim and buy, in Yerushalayim, buy food items with it. The same with Kerem Ravai, but the Chachomim made a gzeira. Within a day's distance from Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to do that. You have to take the trouble of bringing the fruits in fruit form to Yerushalayim. You cannot redeem them. Vazuhi tchuma. And what is the tchum? What are the boundaries of a day's travel from Yerushalayim? Ilas min atzofa, in a place called Ilas from in the north, va'akravas min adorim in the south, lud min amayriv in the west, and v'yardin min amizrach, and in the east you had the yardin. V'oma ula v'itema rabba bar barchona, om rabbi yechron, ma'atam, why did the Chachomim make this gezeira? Kedei la'ate reshuk Yerushalayim b'peiros, they wanted to beautify and adorn the marketplaces of Yerushalayim with many fruits. And therefore they encouraged people to come and bring the fruits themselves to Yerushalayim, not just to redeem them on, and to transfer the Kedusha onto coins, bring the coins, and then buy the fruits that were in Yerushalayim already. No, we want many more fruits that will help to keep the prices down in Yerushalayim of the fruits, and therefore bring the fruits themselves to Yerushalayim. V'tanya, we learned in a braisa, Kerem Ravai Hoyoloi L'Reb Eliezer B'Mizrach Lud, Reb Eliezer had some of this fourth year Kerem from the vineyard for Reb Eliezer in the Mizrach, in the east of Lud, and we said that Lud was the Meirivmost point, which is within a day's travel to Yerushalayim, which means that Lud was clearly within that parameter of being close to Yerushalayim. But Tzad Kfar Tovi, on the side of the Kfar Tovi, Ubikesh Lafkiro Laniyim, and he wanted to be Mafkir for the name. He wanted to say, I haven't got the Koichos to go up to Yerushalayim with them. I'm just going to make it Hefka, because I'm not allowed to redeem them. It's too close to Yerushalayim. They have to go to Yerushalayim. What I'll do is I'll deem them ownerless, and the poor people can come and take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. Omroi Talmidov. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer told him, Rabbi our master, Kvar nimnu olecho chaveirecho. We're talking here about after the Churban Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim. There were no longer many Yidden living in Yerushalayim. There were no more marketplaces in Yerushalayim to adorn. Nonetheless, they told him that you're right. That even though the gezeira doesn't really apply anymore, nonetheless, you're not allowed to sell them. You're not allowed to redeem those fruits and transfer the kedusha onto money. However, kvar nimnu olecho chaverecho, your colleagues, your friends, actually sat together as a beis din and they officially undid that gezeira v'hitirua, and they now allowed you to redeem, to transfer the kedusha of the fruits onto coins, even though you're that close to Yerushalayim. So what do we see from here? That they made it clear that the only reason Rabbi Eliezer was allowed to transfer the Kedusha onto coins was only because Kvar Nimnu Olecho Chaverecho. Had not been Kvar Nimnu Chaverecho, it would have been Osa. Man Chaverecho, who are these colleagues who did this? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai with the other Chachomim sat together and officially undid that Gezeira. And therefore, he was allowed to transfer the Kedusha onto the coins. Taima, the whole reason is Dinimnu. That's why it was Muta. Ha loy nimnu. But had they not sat together and decided as a Beis Din to undo that Takona, loy would have been Osa, even though the reason behind the Takona wouldn't apply anymore. Nonetheless, it's Osa. And we have to learn how to apply that to us here as well. Rav Yosef says that even though before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there's reason to believe that Rosh Hashanah was one long day, because they would not receive Eidus from Mincha Olamayla, and nonetheless, the end of that day is still Kodesh. It must be that the Chachomim said, make it one long day. And now, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, there's no longer a reason that we should not receive the Eidim even later in the day. From that point on, there's no longer reason to believe and to assume that the Rosh Hashanah is one long day of 2 days. It could just be either this day or that day, depending on the amount of information you have. Nonetheless, since they didn't officially sit down and undo that Gezeira, Therefore, says Rav Yosef, Noilda Bazu, Asura Bazu. That is what Rav Yosef said, and he brought proof that something that was established with a minion has to be undone only with a minion and cannot get undone by virtue of the fact that circumstances dictate that the gzeira is no longer necessary. And now the Gemara is explaining Mai V'Oimir. When Rav Yosef wanted to show us this concept and to prove to us that Kol Dovar Sheba Minyan Tzorech Minyan Acher La'Atiroi, he quoted to us three sources. Number one, the Pasuk of Shuvu Lochem Lo'Aleichem. Another one, B'mshech HaYevil Heimo Yalu Bahor. And Kerem Revai. That from these three, between these three, we see that Dovar Sheba Minyan, anything that was instated with a Dovar Sheba Minyan, with a group of Chachomim together, unanimously decreeing something, has to be undone only with such a circumstance. And let's first learn and understand each one of these three sources individually. The last one we saw, Kerem Revai, we saw the Chachomim said that within the circumference of a day from Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to transfer the Kedusha of the Kerem Revai onto coins. And then we said that it's clear from here, from the whole brisa there with Rabbi Eliezer, that it was the only reason that got undone was because they were nimnu, because they sat as a beis din and undid that. Even though the circumstances no longer required them to have such a gezeira, it wasn't good enough. So that's a source that anything called Dovar Sheba Minyan Tzorech Minyan Acher La'Atiroi. That was self-explanatory. What's with these psukim? Hashem said, don't go up onto Hashem says, for the 3 days before Matan Torah, separate from your wives till Matan Torah. So it would be self-understood that as soon as Matan Torah is over, they were allowed to go back and have relations with their wife. Why not? Nonetheless, Shuvu lochem lo'aleichem. Hashem had to give a special instruction, go back, you can go back into your tents and have relations with your wives. And why would that be? Why can't we just understand on our own that since the whole Hashem said 3 days before Matan Torah, separate from your wives, we can take it for granted after Matan Torah we can go back? No, because since Hashem explicitly said separate from your wives, it's comparable somewhat to a Dovar Sheba Minyan, so you're only allowed to reverse that, so to speak, only when Hashem tells you explicitly, now you can go back. Don't understand from the circumstances that the original Gzeira Takona doesn't apply. No, that's one source. There's another source, and that is Hashem said that all the while the Shechina is on the mountain, don't climb up the mountain. So it should be self-understood that as soon as Matan Torah is over and the Shechina is no longer there, that you can go up. Why did Hashem have to say explicitly, "B'mashiach ha'yovel heimo yalu bahar"? Now you have permission to go back up on the mountain. So it's another source that because it was Hashem that explicitly said, "Don't go up on the mountain," even though circumstances dictate that would no longer apply, you cannot undo that until Hashem explicitly says, "You can go up." So these are the three sources, and we have to understand, why do you need three sources? The Gemara is going to tell us how the first two sources are somewhat limited. The first one, Shuvu Lochem Lo'Aleichem, might not even be talking about permission to go back to have relations with their wives. It might have been a requirement and a chiyuv to have relations with their wives. She'er k'sus v'oino lo sigra. In which case, since it's telling you what you have to do, not what you're allowed to do, then it's got no connection to the original takona of separating from their wives. And therefore, that wouldn't be a source. The second source where he brings, B'msheich ha'yovel heimo yalu bahor, that is Hashem speaking, and we might think when Hashem said, don't go up the mountain, that's like min ha'Torah, so to speak, then you need Hashem to say, now you can go up. But maybe when the Chachomim make a gzeira, that wouldn't apply. Maybe when the Chachomim make a gzeira, as soon as the gzeira is no longer necessary, it automatically gets undone. That's why we have Kerem Revai, which was only a gzeira derabbanon, that within this a parameter of a day's journey from Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to sell the fruits and bring the coins to Yerushalayim. It was a gzeira derabbanon. Maybe there, you don't need a minion to sit together, a beis din to sit together and undo that. That's why we have Kerem Revai to say that even midrabbanon, if it was the gzeira was made with an established beis din who decided that way, you need to have an established beis din to undo that. Let's see all this inside. Mai va'omer, says the Gemara Hocha Komar. It said explicitly in the pasuk, separate from your wives for 3 days. Don't have relations with your wives because of matan Torah. So lechem olem shuv lochem lo lechem lomoli. Why does Hashem have to say now you can, after matan Torah, you can go back to your wives? Shema minor, that's the first source that called Dovosh Abominion, Tzarech Minyan Acher La'atirei. V'chitema, are you going to say that that pasuk is not telling me that you're allowed to go back? And it would be self-understood you're allowed to go back, and it's and the, what the pasuk is coming to impress on us is lemitzvas oino, that you have to have relations with your wife when the time of oino is. Lemitzvas oino u'da'asa, that's why I'm bringing you another source, Toshema, b'mshecha yevol hema yalu bahar. The pasuk says that when the shofar blows, when you hear the sound of the yevol, then you can go up the mountain. Does it not say that you're only not allowed to go up the mountain when it's mul ha-horahu, when it's that mountain with the whole splendor of the Shechin around that mountain? But as soon as the mountain is not that same situation anymore, when the Shechin is not there anymore, that you are allowed to go up? It's self-understood. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me explicitly you can go up? V'chitemen, are you going to suggest hanemili b'daraisa, that's only when Hashem is explicitly saying don't go up the mountain, don't have relations with your wives, avol b'darabonon, but when the chachomim make a gzera, loy. And then the same would apply here with the beitza, which is only an issa d'rabonon, that the beitza, which is noilad b'zeh, would be osur b'zeh, because the 2 days is a single day. And maybe as soon as that doesn't apply anymore, then we don't need a Beis Din, a minion, to undo that. Toshema Kerem Ravai. That's why I'm bringing you the whole incident with Kerem Ravai. V'ho Kerem Ravai D'Rabbonon, because the Kerem Ravai, the Gezerah, not to sell the fruits and take the money up to Yerushalayim, is only D'Rabbonon. Ukomale, and nonetheless they told Rabbi Eliezer, Kvar Nimnu Alecho Chavirecho V'Tiru. It's only because they established a Beis Din, and they said that no longer are you not allowed to sell the fruits. Only because of that you can sell the fruits. But by virtue of the fact that the Gezerah doesn't apply anymore, because there's no, the Yidden are not in Yerushalayim anymore, because it's after the Churban, that would not have been enough to allow us to sell the fruits. Asks the Gemara, we've got a very good question now. What did Rav Yosef say? Rav Yosef says that af mitakonas Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech, the Beitza is Asura. Why? Because when did we initially say that the Beis Din, the egg, Masha Noilad Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, that's only in the time where even in Yerushalayim, even in the Beis Din itself, when there was no doubt, they kept 2 days. When, min ha-mincha l'mailo, when it was clear to them that this is not going to be Rosh Hashanah, nonetheless, ne'agin o'isayim kodesh. It's so that even in the Beis Din, they had a concept of 2 days. That was a gzeres chachomim. But then when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, no, from now on, we can receive the Edim even after the time of mincha, because there's no more korbonis to get messed up. You can receive them, in which case they would never had a definite 2 days. It's either we kept the first day because we don't know, but even if the Edim came a few minutes before the end of the day and said today is Rosh Hashanah, then tomorrow's not going to be Rosh Hashanah. So they never had one, they never had 2 days with knowledge that that 1 day is not Rosh Hashanah. There was either Misafik or it was just 1 day. Not like before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara is saying, so you see, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, from now on, you can receive Edim. So the Gemara is now asking that on Rav Yosef, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that you can receive the Edim even after the time of Mincha, for all intents and purposes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, he made a Beis Din, and the Beis Din established that there's no longer a time that the Beis Din have to keep 2 days, even though I don't have a Safik. That, is that not called an Imnu, an establishment of a Beis Din that would allow us now to undo the original Gezeira and Mashanoilad Bazeh Muteres Bazeh? That's what the Gemara is asking against Rav Yosef. V'chitema Beit Sanamni Imnu Alor Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'Shiryuha, and allowed it the next day, because it's 2 separate days. It's no longer, we no longer have to say that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is 1 day. Answer the Gemara, no. Ki imnua edus. They did sit together and make a decision. But what was their decision? The decision wasn't that an egg that was laid on the first day is going to be mut on the second day. What they said, they sat down to say that from now on, there's no Beis Hamikdash and Korbanos to get messed up. And therefore, you can receive the Edim even at the end of the day. But they never sat down and undid that gzeira that mashanoilad bazeh, asura bazeh. Abaya didn't like that. Omale Abaya said, I don't understand. They never made a gzeira that mashanoilad bazeh, asura bazeh. All they made a gzeira lekatchila was, we're not receiving edim anymore after mincha. And by default, the Mishnah said that nonetheless it stays Rosh Hashanah even though you're not going to receive Edim. There's no doubt anymore that the first day is not Rosh Hashanah. It must be that the Chachomim at that point decreed that it's one long day. And consequent to that gezeira, Noilad Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. But they never made a gezeira on the eggs. They only made a gezeira on the Edim. And as soon as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai with his Chaverim undid that gezeira as a Beis Din, then automatically the gzeira of the mashanoilad bazeh asura bazeh falls away. Or to beitza b'minyan mihavi, beitza b'edus tali milsa. The halacha of the egg, mashanoilad bazeh asura bazeh, is dependent and consequent to the fact that you are not going to receive the edim min amincha l'mayla. And nonetheless, you're going to practice Rosh Hashanah. So it must be that it's one long day of 48 hours. It's our edus, it's our beitza. Consequent to the fact that you're not going to take Edim min amincha l'mayla, memela, the egg of laid on the first day remains also on the second day. Ishtari edus, but as soon as you allow them to receive Edim on the first day, which means that in the Beis Din they will never have 2 days in a case where it's not Suffolk, so there's never a case where you have to say it's a long 2 day Rosh Hashanah, Ishtari beitza. Automatically the egg is going to become muta, masha noilad bezeh, muteres bezeh. So that was Abaya arguing with Rav Yosef. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ada v'Rav Salman tarvayu mi bei kluchis. They both came from kluchis, and Omri they said af mitakonos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach. Even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that you're allowed to receive edim min amincha l'maylo beitza asura, bashanoilad bazeh asura bazeh. My tama, what's the reason? Not for the reason of Yosef said that since it was instated with the Dovah Sheba Minyan, you can only undo it with the Dovah Sheba Minyan. He says another reason. He says, "Me'aitama mehiro yibone hamikdash. Mirtz Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, and in the event that mashanoilad bazeh muteres bazeh, in the event that you're going to say that since the time now in the Churban, there's no problem with the korbanos getting messed up, and therefore we receive the edim min amincha l'mayla. Therefore, the 2 days are now independent of each other. There's no case where." Without Suffolk, we keep 2 days. So one day, it's separate. Each day is separate, and you just do what you have to do, Miss Suffolk. Then, therefore, mashanoilad bazeh muteres bazeh. Suddenly, the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, and people are going to remember, and they're going to say, just a minute, last year, mashanoilad bazeh muteres bazeh. This year also mashanoilad bazeh muteres bazeh. And this is going to be a mistake because this year we have a Beis HaMikdosh. And this year we're not going to receive Eidim min amincha l'mayla because min amincha l'mayla will mess up the korban. And therefore, in the Beis HaMikdosh, even though we're not going to receive the Eidim min amincha l'mayla, and we know it's not from the time of mincha l'mayla, it will be clear to us it's not Rosh Hashanah on the 30th of Elul, nonetheless we'll practice Rosh Hashanah, and that gezeira will come back, that it's a long 48-hour Rosh Hashanah, and Masha Noilad Bazeh Asura Bazeh, but you won't remember that, because last year Masha Noilad Bazeh Muteres Bazeh. People will say that last year, did we not eat an egg that was laid on the first day on the second day? Now also we can eat. They won't remember that last year, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah were independent of each other. And only one day is a Vaday Rosh Hashanah, not 2 days. But now that we have a Beis HaMikdosh, and we're not going to receive Edim min amincha l'mayla, and nonetheless min amincha l'mayla will be considered Rosh Hashanah, so that means it's not two Kedushas, it's one Kedusha, Kedusha Achasi, and Mashanoilad Bazeh Asura Bazeh. So to avoid such an issue, we're going to say that even in the Golus, Mashanoilad Bazeh Asura Bazeh. Asks the Gemara, If you're worried about Meheira Yibone HaMikdosh, how can you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, say that now that we no longer have a Beis HaMikdosh and we don't have a korban that can get messed up, you're going to receive Eidim even min HaMincha Olamaylo? Why are you not afraid that Meheira Yibone HaMikdosh? Now this year, after the korban, you're going to receive the Eidim even min HaMincha Olamaylo. So next year, when we have a Beis HaMikdosh, you're also going to receive the Eidim min HaMincha Olamaylo. And that will be an issue, because if you receive the Eidim min HaMincha Olamaylo, then you'll mess up the shir of the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. And because the Eidim will say it's now Rosh Hashanah, and as we said at the beginning of Daf Hei Omed Aleph, that even though the morning of the 30th of Elul, which in most years was a weekday, was not yet determined it was Rosh Hashanah, they said the song of the weekday, but in the afternoon, you have to say the song of Rosh Hashanah, if it's Rosh Hashanah. If you're going to receive Eidim min HaMincha Olamaylo, you will have messed up the shir of the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. And people are not going to remember, and they're not going to know that last year there was a Khurban and that's why we received the Eidim. This year we have Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore we cannot receive the Eidim in HaMincha Olamaylo. Yehochi Eidus Nami Lo Nekabil, Mai Tama Mehira Yibone HaMikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh might quickly get built, V'yoyimer, and people will say, Ishtakid, last year Miloi Kibelnu Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom Kuloi. Last year did we not receive the Eidim all the way till the end of the day, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Hashtanami Nekabel, now also we can receive Eidim till the end of the day, and we'll have an issue with that. Answers the Gemara, no. Hochi Hashta. Hosom Eidus Masura Le Beis Din. Who receives Eidim? That's the Beis Din. Beis Din, don't get confused. Beis Din will know that in time of Churban you can receive Eidim late, and in the time of Beis HaMikdosh not. And therefore, as soon as the Beis HaMikdosh was built, the Beis Din will know very well, no more receiving Eidim min HaMincha Olamaylo. But Beitza, the egg, Lakoil Masura. There's no Beis Din. There, people will make a mistake. If you say with the egg that Manoilad Bezeh Muteres Bezeh, the next year when the Beis HaMikdosh is built, they'll say the same. And really, in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, no. The Rosh Hashanah, since there's a point in time where we actually have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even though there's no suffix, namely min HaMincha Olamaylo. If the Eidim didn't come min HaMincha Olamaylo, then min HaMincha Olamaylo is now a first day Rosh Hashanah, even though there's no doubt there hasn't been yet a Kiddush HaChodesh, and the next day is the second day, so to speak. And therefore, since people won't know that, therefore, Beitza Shenoel Da Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rava Omar, Af Mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ve'eilach Beitza Asura. Rava also says that even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when they will receive Eidim min HaMincha Olamaylo, nonetheless, Mashanoil da Bezeh remains Asura Bezeh. Miloi Moida Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheim Bo Eidim min HaMincha Olamaylo, Shanoegim Oysa Yom Kodesh, Ulamachor Kodesh. Let Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, him himself, let's say it's after the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, the Eidim are going to come an hour before the end of the day, on the 30th of Elul. Then that day is now Rosh Hashanah. Is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai not agree that the next day is also going to be Rosh Hashanah? Why should the next day be Rosh Hashanah? It was already established the day before that it was Rosh Hashanah. So it must be that even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the 2 days are a single day, a 48-hour day of Rosh Hashanah. Even when there's no suffix, it's a single entity of a 48 hours, and therefore, Mashanoilad Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. So in the whole sugya till now, we learned that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after the Churban, indeed, if they received the Eidim any time on the 30th of Elul, that day is Rosh Hashanah, that next day is not Rosh Hashanah. Rava argued with that, and Rava said no. All Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said was, we now can receive the Eidim on the first day. But he himself didn't even intend to undo this point of you have to keep both days Yom Tov. You keep both days Yom Tov, it's Chod Kedusha, it's one Kedusha, and therefore, Mashanoilad Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. Va'omar Rava, we saw this at the beginning of the sugi already. We saw this on Daf Dalad Omad Beis at the top, that Rava said, Hilchas Kavasei Derav Bahani Tlas. In all these three halachas, the first halacha we learnt about on Daf Dalad Omad Aleph, Shabbos in Yom Tov next to each other, Rav said, Noildu Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, the halachas like Rav. The second halacha we saw in Daf Dalad Omad Beis, Shnei Yomim Toivim Shel Goliyos, Rav Omar Noel Do Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh, we paskin Lekula like Rav. The third halacha we learned in today's Daf where it says there, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shereish Hashona, Rav Shmuel, Da'om Tarvayu, Noel Da'baze Asura Bazeh, which is the Chumra, we paskin like Rav there as well. Hilchus Sekavaseidu Rav Bahanit Las, with these three halachas, the halachas like Rav, Bein Lekula, one of the cases it's Lekula, Bein Lechumra, and two of the cases it's Lechumra. And Yimirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.